Hachette Audio presents The Pilot's Wife, written by Anita Shreve, read by Melanie Griffith.
For Christopher. This is an entirely fictional story about a woman whose husband goes down with his plane. The characters are not drawn from life and do not resemble anyone I know or have ever heard about. I would like to thank the following people at Little, Brown & Company, my editor, Michael Peach, for his sharp eye, his love of editing, and his quiet wisdom, my publicist, Jen Marshall, for the ease with which she appears to be able to solve any problem that comes her way, and Betsy Urig for the clarity and care she brought to the task of copy editing this book. I would like to thank as well my daughter, Catherine Clemens, for helping to shape the portrait of Maddie, Alan Sampson of Little Brown & Company, UK, for reading the manuscript and for his continuing support, and Gary DeLong for sharing with me details about the harsh reality of the grieving process. As ever, I am grateful to John Osborne, who always has first look at any manuscript and who consistently manages to steer me ever so gently in the right direction. And finally, though certainly not least, indeed she is the linchpin of all my books, I would like to thank my agent and friend, Ginger Barber, for her excellent criticism and unwavering graciousness. 1. She heard a knocking and then a dog barking. Her dream left her, skittering behind a closing door. It had been a good dream, warm and close, and she minded. She fought the waking. It was dark in the small bedroom, with no light yet behind the shades. She reached for the lamp, fumbled her way up the brass, and she was thinking, what? What? The lit room alarmed her, the wrongness of it, like an emergency room at midnight. She thought in quick succession, Maddie, then Jack, then neighbor, then car accident. But Maddie was in bed, wasn't she? Catherine had seen her to bed, had watched her walk down the hall and through a door, the door shutting with a firmness that was just short of a slam, enough to make a statement, but not provoke a reprimand. And Jack, where was Jack? She scratched the sides of her head, raking out her sleep-flattened hair. Jack was where? She tried to remember the schedule.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?